meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline. Coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Matt Davis and Sonoyk Lake. I kind of combined those. Sorry. Sonoyk Lake are here tonight from Blue Crush. This is a movie that, Drew, you know, I've been talking about. Want to see this
you
movie?
Have.
I was hoping it was going to be bad. But, no, I like bad, you know? I mean, you know that bad, good kind of movie?
Like a Freak's Bad?
Yeah, lean up on those mics, please. But then it got two thumbs up. Did you see that last week?
Yes, we did.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, I suppose it is, isn't it?
Well, I mean, those two, Roper and Ebert, don't agree on much. And, I mean, there's a lot of good movies that they split on or go down on or whatever. And they were both thumbed up on this one, which is, I don't know what percentage of big budget movies. I mean, they like some small budget stuff. But big budget Hollywood stuff that rolls through there, mass market stuff, both thumbs up, probably less than 15%, I would say.
Wow.
I would say, if I watched that show fairly religiously, and I was ready for them to tear this movie apart.
Wow.
And they certainly didn't. So
I didn't know that they were that harsh.
Oh, yes, they are.
Oh.
And I listen to them. So the movie's coming out this Friday, and I was riding home from Vegas on a bus with a bunch of guys.
Did you get to the back of the bus?
We people were too
too, low,
too,
too
broken,
yeah,
too
yeah,
broken
yeah.
for that game on yeah. the way home. But
isn't that funny? On the way out there, you're full bore all the way to the back of the bus.
Yeah, Drew. Yeah, Drew, no one knows what you're talking about with the back of the bus. By the way, no one listens to the show two nights in a row. You know that. A little game called Get to the Back of the Bus. Me and my friends play whenever we ride on a bus, which is somebody tries to run between the seats and touch the back of the bus, and everyone else beats the F out of him on the way and dumps beer on them.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I was like, huh?
I'd love to be on that bus.
Yeah, but see, on the way back, guys had black eyes.
Oh my God.
And claw marks and stuff on their arms and back, so they left it alone. But
see, that's what happens when too much testosterone gets piled into a bus.
Yes.
Yeah, well, this is how guys work. They you put them in a confined space for more than an hour and 20 minutes, and they start thinking of ways to beat on each other.
or excrete or something.
Yeah. Somebody's got to someone's got to urinate on somebody. Right. Somebody's got to club somebody.
Yeah.
It's great being a guy. Yeah, this is why the gays got the right idea. They really just recycle and blow each other, and they pool their incomes. They don't have a bunch of kids. They're not beating the crap out of each other. Gays, like on the gay bus, there'd be no getting to the back of the bus. And if there was, it'd be a sexual thing.
It'd be a different game.
Beating the crap out of someone for no good reason.
It'd be very different than a bus full of straight men, that's for sure.
Yes. Anyway, let's talk about this movie. Because so far, all I can tell is it's surfing and it's chick surfing. But what's the storyline? Is there anything else we need to know?
Well, you know what? It's Kate Bosworth plays the lead, and basically she's going up for this contest, and she's spooked because she had a bad accident out at Pipeline, which is one of the heaviest waves in the world, and you see that in the film. They did a really great job at capturing how terrifying Pipe is. I mean, we all had to be out there filming in the midst of winter when the heaviest swells hit the north shore of Oahu, and basically Michelle Rodriguez's character is kind of coaching her. I play, you know, the friend that basically cares about eating, sleeping, and surfing. And Matt is the love interest.
Yeah, the idea is this girl who's trying to overcome her fear of almost drowning in a last surf competition or something like that. So the idea is that she's training and gearing up for this next competition, and she meets my character. There's a bit of a love.
Does your character surfs?
No, I play a.
Yes.
I play an NFL quarterback in Hawaii for the Pro Bowl.
Wow.
Which is a large stretch of the
it's
imagination.
It's fun, though.
Oh, you
the
look
film
like
is
it.
A lot of fun, basically.
Yeah. It's kind
of.
Two thumbs up. And Sonoyk was. You surf, right?
Yes, I do surf.
Reading the bio here.
Which was nice. I got to do my stunts, which is like
So when you're surfing, it's all you surfing. when you're on a surfboard in this movie, it's you. In
yes.
other words,
yes.
Jesus.
But I'm in one surf scene on the whole movie. There's three.
Oh, okay. Are you surfing big waves?
We're surfing. I don't know. The good size waves, definitely about double overhead.
Ooh. That's
fun.
Big.
Fun.
What
stuff,
is that?
Though.
Like 15 feet? What is double overhead? 15.
Double overhead. I don't. Yeah, well, I guess. Yeah,
whatever.
Like
whatever height you are.
Fun.
Plus. Whatever height you are.
Exactly.
Again. Yeah. It's the same, right?
Yeah.
Drew, you ever surf? Drew, you did a lot of body surfing and that stuff.
Honestly, the hardest part was just for me doing this film was sitting on the beach and watching perfect waves go by and having them go, you know, honey, don't get your hair wet because we need you for the next dialogue scene.
Yeah, you can.
It's like being starving. You've got this whole buffet of the most amazing food in front of you. And they're like, you know, honey, you can smell it, but just don't eat it.
But, you know, the thing about surfers is they're sort of like drug addicts, which is...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, you smoke pot every single day, every day. So if you miss out on a little bud on Wednesday afternoon, don't worry, you'll be baked Wednesday night or Thursday morning. But you act like it's the last time you're ever going to smoke weed, and this is
it's
what surfers
true.
Do. I used to work with surfers. I'll be like, swell's rolling. We got to.
Yeah.
I'm like, you've been saying this every day for 10 years. Just showed up at work one more goddamn day.
No,
we got to hit
true.
It.
Nothing's I mean, they're very, like, live for the day kind of people. And
man, they're more live for even yesterday, not even
yeah,
this day,
you
I
know
think.
What? I mean, if
earlier
there's a,
today.
If there's a swell, we can think of nothing else.
And you know what it is?
I miss appointments flat out if the waves are good. I missed one today.
The thing is like, we're going to, you know why? The perfect wave is going to roll in. I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be at work. No way. No way am I going to cheat myself. I'm not going to be at work when the perfect wave rolls in. So I'll just be out there every day for the rest of my life and then waiting for the perfect wave, which is never really... happens because the day you admit that, then you have to quit. Yeah, but every swell is a new swell, and you'll never have another swell like it.
No.
Waves are like snowflakes, right?
No, I mean, it's like you're right. Just going, it's such a high.
Calm down, baby.
No, but you guys
yeah.
understand. It's
you
like
see?
Anybody needing their fix.
Yeah, I know.
I love being a surfer.
I don't know. It's
the greatest gift I think I have.
It's a way of life. Cindy, you're 13?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I don't know, like, about seven months ago, like, I started noticing that I started eating a lot when I get mad, like at my parents or something like
mm-hmm.
that. And, like, it's been going on for a while, and I don't know what it is.
So you just eat when you get upset?
Yeah.
Do you then purge? Do you vomit or do anything?
No.
Do you exercise excessively?
I tried to for a while, and then I stopped.
Do you ever starve yourself?
Well, I kind of tried to cut back on eating, but I didn't starve myself.
Do you believe you're fat?
I think so.
Well, how much do you weigh?
Like 115.
You're not fat.
How tall are you?
Like 5'2", around there.
No.
That's fine.
Well, you might have the beginnings of an eating disorder, and a central feature of that is having a distorted view of your own body, and if you really believe you're fat when you're not, that's a problem. Mm. Just eating around emotional upset is something we all do and to varying degrees, but then mm-hmm. if you also eat and then purge, again, that's the beginning of a bulimic pattern, and these things can be very, very serious, Cindy.
Well, but she's not purging.
And she's
she
not,
believes she's fat when she's not, although what 13-year-old girl these days doesn't look in the mirror and think she's got to lose 5 pounds or 10 pounds or whatever? I mean,
right.
Not that they need to. I'm just saying it's hard. I don't know a female who doesn't think about this or doesn't think she could lose a couple of pounds.
Well, and at that age, you're kind of insecure and trying to find out who you are, and I think that a lot of girls just kind of numb themselves with that also.
Mm.
So, Cindy.
Uh-huh.
What are you eating?
Like, I eat a lot of junk food.
Right.
Like soda, chips, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. When you're upset. So
yeah.
Food that gratifies, it sort of takes you away from the bad feelings.
Yeah, because, like, my parents, like, they tell me, too, like, they say I've been getting, like, a little thicker than I was before.
Oh, that's nice. Well, listen, there's no one-second answer to this except to say, and this is a gross oversimplification, obviously, take a balanced diet, eat regularly, take your time when you eat, think in terms of how the food affects you emotionally, and try to be good to yourself when you eat rather than eating at a feelings.
I'll tell you, I got stoned on this party bus on the way to Vegas.
You got stoned
yesterday.
On the way home. You're just barely holding it together.
Okay, yeah, but the point is on the way there, I ate about 28 Rice Krispie treats. Nothing better. Nothing better when you're stoned than those homemade Rice Krispie treats.
Any of them have
pretty damn good.
Cocoa Krispies?
Don't do that though.
No, I don't like monkeying with the dessert. I don't like when people do that where they take something like Rice Krispie treats, which are their own thing, and then they start mixing in like raisins or walnuts or Toll House
you
morsels
just want the plain
and all.
Rice Krispie.
Well, I want what it is.
Unedited. Yeah,
I want what it is.
Yeah. You
know what?
Version.
You can't make it better.
Right.
Stop trying. You're screwing it up. This is paint that is starting to dry. Don't get in there and monkey with it. It screws it up more.
I agree. Absolutely.
And the logic is I'll put something else in there that I like too. Like I'll put some crunch berries in there, some Toll House morsels
or something.
They put
some spaghetti and meatballs.
That's what that's my thing. Yeah. Yes. I like brisket. How about putting some brisket in there too, you idiots? No, you leave it alone. And I want to know what it is. I mean, my mouth wants to go, this is what this is. Right. I'm stoned. I can't think that much. I ate 28 of these things. I ate like 26 mini packs of Doritos, and then I went insane, Drew. What is that? What is
that? Then did you pass out?
That is
possible. No, and then I started talking, and they couldn't shut me up.
Oh, my God.
You got the sugar high.
Yeah, and I started going nuts, but then I got some beer in me, and I was cool.
I mean, if we travel.
Then you must have passed out.
If we are locked on a plane together, do not smoke pot. Or put your pot brownies.
Oh, no pot brownies.
Pot brownies.
Chino?
Yes.
You're 28?
Yes.
What's up?
Me and my wife had a child about 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And since we've had our child, we haven't really had sex. We've had it about once a month now. And she just totally lost it. Her sex drive is totally gone. She's not interested anymore. And it's just the way it is.
Is she on any medication?
She's no medication whatsoever.
No birth control pills or anything?
Nothing.
She didn't take the shot, Depo Provera?
Nope. She takes no medication. And the only thing that it all is, that was the whole catch. I just didn't know if that was normal.
It's very common in that first 6 months, even up to the first year, whether or not there's a depression, which figures into it, whether or not there's breastfeeding, all these things can make it worse. But it's very common for women had to drop off in sex drive from the biological changes, this massive change in the hormonal environment after pregnancy, not to mention the stress of trying to deal with a child. One of the ways that some doctors will try to correct that is by putting them on the birth control pill. Some of the birth control pills sort of restore the hormonal environment and might make it better. So she should be talking to her gynecologist about this.
That was just advice I wanted. She didn't know she needed to go see a psychiatrist.
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like she had to start with her gynecologist.
Okay.
And then unless she's depressed, and if she's depressed, that is something that needs to be discussed too.
Right. No, she probably just needs to go see her gynecologist.
All right.
It's just been going on long enough, but I thank y'all very much.
All right. Thanks, Gino. Right. Gino, you're calling from Dallas?
Yes, sir.
Are there any other guys named Gino in Dallas? I'm guessing no.
No.
Can't you? Have they asked you to leave? I would imagine they'd ask you to leave.
No, they don't ask me to leave. Everybody loves me in Dallas.
All right. I'm just
saying.
They
know who he is.
Gino.
Hey.
Well, there's one guy named Gino. Any guys named like Gino, Rocco, or Vic? I'd want to throw out of Dallas. Yeah.
That's really interesting because. How much a woman's hormone levels?
Oh, are you kidding?
So you're talking about like Gino comment.
I'm sitting here. I'm like, oh, really? So I never want to have babies. I like my hormone levels just where they're
profound.
At.
Profound changes.
Yeah, I'm out in the ocean like a dolphin. Yeah, it's good for the kid. I'm in the tub, right, Drew?
Yeah.
They leave the womb into another womb? Is that basically what the kid's supposed to think? Like, at what point do you let them out of the tub with that natural birth? Like, when they're in high school? Or when do they actually
have to enter
the world?
And then they turn into surfers. Because they just can't get enough water.
Well, I think, Matt used the S word. That's all right. I'll go out on the air.
Sorry.
But I like that thing, that natural birthing thing, which is, it's such a shock when the child leaves the... Yeah, but then what? Eventually, don't you have to let the child roam on the planet, or what do you do?
Keep it in a tub?
Don't
a jar?
Leave the drapes closed.
Then he's going to have to get shocked just from leaving the tub.
That's the point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Eventually, the shock's... It's going to happen one time or another. Maybe, if the kid's bar mitzvahed or something in the tub, After the bar mitzvah.
At least the bris in the tub.
Yeah. You stay in the tub until the circumcision, and then we let you out of the tub.
Oh, all right, my God. Let's, at least there was a study came out
and
recently.
And then he gets baptized.
Yeah, you already. Yeah, stay in the tub. Drew, what do you
recent
say?
Recent study showing substantial complication rates from that kind of delivery.
The really? Tub stuff?
Yeah.
Like what kind of complications?
And I didn't read the study, but it didn't. What I heard suggested that it's much more dangerous than they had thought.
Really?
Yeah.
There's
things that could happen in that tub.
I would think.
Well, most accidents happen in the tub. It seems like a bad place to have a kid.
Everybody's 90% been doing of the household accidents the normal happen. Way for years and years and years. Just leave it that way.
Oh, listen, kids.
Why don't we make our dogs have babies that way?
I know.
Why just humans?
Moms have been crapping kids out on rocks for the last 300,000 years. What do we need to put them in a tub?
Or kittens. Why don't we have our cats deliver in why not?
Oh, Drew, shut up. Drew thinks he's making some social comment there.
No, but the point is, why the human? Why all the other...
You know why? I'll tell you what this is for. And then we'll take some calls. This is not for poor people. This is rich people run out of stuff to occupy them.
You just get more extravagant. The more money you make, the more you have to find things to spend it on. You're like, maybe I'll try.
Well,
it's not finding things. It's finding ways to avoid, like... dealing with reality and feelings and things.
And they get meticulous.
You can buy your way
that.
Into all kinds of funky things.
But when you don't have money, life becomes your hobby and your work and everything. You have to live. You become like an animal. There's no sort of musing about what's going to happen next month or the cruise you're doing.
I read this article.
It's day to day.
You know, the latest.
Which is the more natural state.
Right.
It's an idle mind, basically, when you have too much.
Yeah. No, it's true. You give a guy a bunch of money and a bunch of time, and he just starts walking around. Next thing you know, he's getting an enema. That's right. I got toxins. No. I built up in there. But I'm lethargic. There's toxins in the environment. It's built up in there. I'm going to get one of those.
You enema. Might, though. You just ate 27 Rice Krispie treats. You might. You don't need one of those enemas.
No, I am talking about me. Ray?
Hi, Adam.
Yeah, you're 29. What's up?
Hey, it's an honor talking to you guys. Listen, I don't care how much times you made fun of Filipinos, but I still look up to you, man.
Thank you.
We're not aware that he's done that, actually. But there's very few people he's left out, Ray.
Huh?
There's very few people Adam has left out of his
Well, you race. Filipinos, let me tell you something about you Filipinos. You're lucky I don't know anything about you. Because if I knew something about you, I'd make fun of you. But I'm too confused. I don't even know where you are. I think you're in Japan. So I don't know what to say about you. Although you do fall under my suspect nationality list, which is the group that I don't know about, but I know they're trouble. That's the suspect group. I have nothing specific to say.
They're all over Kauai, where I'm from, and they're very sweet people.
Hey, Ray, what's going on?
All right.
Yeah, Ray.
A couple of weeks ago, I actually picked up your guys' book.
That's still out?
The book just came out a couple years ago.
Right.
I found it in a garage sale, and put it down.
How much was it?
They were at every garage sale, though, on Kauai. They were at every single one.
Oh, the Filipinos are
yes,
a book.
The Filipinos.
How much was books. This book, just for fun? Because it'll be funny.
A garage sale.
How much?
$5.
$5?
Wow. Well, that's a lot.
That's pricey for a garage sale.
That is.
It's a ripoff.
Yeah, that's an estate sale. That's
we're
not
like
a garage
a
sale.
On Kauai, so
it's one of those rich neighborhoods. So.
All right, $5.
So you liked our book.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I couldn't put it down, and now I'm kind of passing around at work because it's very informative. And I'm curious, when are you guys going to come out with the next one?
Oh, that's a good question.
I've just written a book. It'll be out in the spring. It's going to be called Utter Hell. My story with Adam Carolla. No, it is actually going to be called Utter Hell, but it's about taking care of sick female drug addicts. And
that sounds like a feel-good book.
It is. Not coming out in Christmas for that very reason.
Really
well, we have no plans of doing any book. We sort of got screwed by this book deal. What was the name of the publisher of this
remember.
Book?
I got to tell you.
Think of it so I can yell at them.
I'm currently writing this with Judith Regan at HarperCollins. Hang on.
I can't stand
my
her
buddy
either.
No, but this has been an... Hey, listen.
She's your buddy.
Relax.
Hitler would be your buddy if you were in Germany in the 40s.
This is...
Please.
Let me just...
Okay, go.
This has been an entirely different experience than what we went through with that other thing. I mean, can't even compare.
And your book is coming out around
April.
Okay.
I saw the cover. Looks good. I'm sure it'll be fine. You know, I just we got you know these things. You do these book deals and they're like, Yeah, and then if it goes to the third press and they pay you this or that, they don't pay you anything. They never tell you. You don't know what's going on.
All you do is you walk by a store window, a bookstore, and you see your book.
Yeah, if you're lucky. I mean, I assume we sold a handful of these books because we signed a lot of them and that kind of stuff, but I have no idea how many.
Now it's at a garage sale.
Never got any money off it. I don't know what the deal was. And the company that did it.
It's because you're stoned and eating Rice Krispie treats. Yeah. You're trying to call you and you're all, what?
Think of the company that did this.
I must have some sort of emotional block.
Was it Harper or something?
No.
It was a big company.
No, it wasn't. It was the intermediate, in between.
All right, you think of it so I can yell at them on the radio next time. Drew, think about it during the break, all right? Let's take ourselves a little
break. I'll look it up on the web. All right, look it up.
Sonoy Lake and Matt Davis are both here from Blue Crush, which is coming out this Friday.
Hi.
And you guys, it's the surfing movie. Everyone has seen the billboards, and I'm going to see this movie.
Everyone's sick of seeing us because we're everywhere.
Yeah, but you can't go wrong with the hot
really
chicks
are.
And the bikinis and the big waves and the whole thing. I mean, you can't go wrong with it. All right, let's take a little break, and when we come back, we'll speak to Reason, who's 30. Only orgasm she ever had came when she was on heroin.
Yes.
And now she's been clean for 3 years and wants to know where she's going to get that orgasm.
Thing. It's all in your head, girlfriend.
We'll figure it out after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Next week, Insane Clown Posse, Coldplay, which is a very good band, but I worry they're going to be a pain in the ass.
What?
Because they're British. English and they're good, you know? And that always spells trouble.
I love English and I love good.
I know, but you don't have to talk to them for 2 hours. That's always trouble. I pray they're not. What's that, Matt?
Have you heard the CD yet?
Yeah. Good? Oh, yeah. They
have a new one out.
Oh, when did the new one come out, or did it come out?
Yeah, it comes out the 27th.
Probably haven't heard the new one, but they're a really good band. And Drew, just brace yourself for the worst. That's all I'm saying. Tom Arnold, we know that's going to be horrible. And God knows who else is coming in here next week. Sonoy Lake and Matt Davis are both here from Blue Crush. This is the new surf movie, which is coming out on Friday. But it's much, much more than just a surf movie. It's also a skimboarding movie and a boogie board movie, Drew. People don't realize it about this movie. You know, it's not just a surfing movie. It's more.
It's very deep. It's quite deep.
Yeah, two thumbs up. Two thumbs up from Roper and Ebert. So, yeah, I've never known a surf movie to get that from them.
Neither have I.
Reason?
Hello.
You're 30 years old.
I am.
What's up?
Well, I've sort of had a long, kind of complicated situation with orgasms. When I was a teenager, I didn't really have them, and my boyfriend gave me a vibrator, and I realized that something was different, but it was always sort of like an almost orgasm, like I was kind of waiting, and it would get really sensitive, and I'd have to pull it away.
Hold on, why is one out of every two lines that calls this show effed up beyond belief? Yeah. What is
what?
That? All right.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Okay, and then when I was about 20, I started doing heroin, and I had about a 7-year situation with that. And during the middle of it, I would start getting dope sick in the morning, and that was when I think I had my only orgasm that I ever had, which was when I was having intercourse. And I would still try and use a vibrator, and nothing would really happen. I just don't think I ever got to a point I was supposed to get to.
But then you were you were on opiates essentially that whole time, right?
Yeah, for so 7 years. I wasn't expecting to, but it was just.
But you said it was when you were detoxing one time.
Yes.
Okay.
I knew that was sort of normal because once I started being sick in the mornings, I would realize that I was really sensitive and I would almost have them.
I can't stand that phone. It's driving me nuts.
It's difficult to have any kind of sexual functioning when you're on opiates. So.
So
that's
now
why she's
off, right?
You know, we don't know that. She may be on methadone now.
Uh-oh. All right. Hey, Reason.
Yeah.
Don't talk. I'm just going to ask you a series of yes or no questions. You nod your head or shake your head. Are you on methadone?
No.
Don't talk. The phone line screwed up.
You're in recovery?
Yeah. Okay. I pictured her nodding. Did you picture her nodding, Drew?
I heard her nodding.
Okay. And you have a sponsor now? Oh, wait. Yes. Wait a minute. I got a no on that.
Steve, what are you doing?
you have a sponsor?
No.
I told you. I saw her
Why?
Going, no.
What does that have to do with it?
Drew, hold on a second. First off, how come I saw her clearly saying no sponsor? You thought she had a sponsor. You can't read people, Drew. Reason?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what to do now. You have a pencil or anything you could tap the phone with? Is anything you have there? You could get a pencil or pen or something.
What reason?
Like a knocking
reason.
Sound.
Do you have an abuse history?
Twice is no.
Do I? Yeah.
Once
yeah,
is yes. Twice. Yeah, twice is no. Twice
okay.
is no.
So were you sexually abused?
No.
That's one. That's one. That's one knock.
And what are you using any of the drugs right now?
He's not hearing you.
No.
That's one. That's one.
And you're not in a program?
I'm not. For about 6 months, I haven't been.
Oh, that's one knock, and then I'm not sure about the 6 months. I don't know how to do that.
And you're not smoking pot?
No, nothing.
You're not drinking?
Nothing.
How are you staying clean without any...
How are you staying on?
I'm really happy. Things are going really well.
Hmm.
All right. So what should she do, Drew?
Not necessarily anything, but and you're on no medication, right?
No, nothing.
Birth control
shots. I don't even drink caffeine. I quit smoking.
Okay. Well, the ability to stay sober after 7 years of heroin without an active involvement in a program is sort of slim, so you got to be careful that doesn't recur. And the fact that you are now clean, you've been a couple years sober and in the program, theoretically the function should return. It can take a year or two for your brain to return to normal, and that certainly can impair sexual functioning, but it sounds like your mood is normal.
Right, but if you obsess on it, it's never going to happen.
Probably just get a relationship. And
that's right.
Work on it.
That's right. Just find a guy, fall in love.
And a lot of it's in your head.
Well, with women,
all of it. Everything. Everything is in your mind. You just got to kind of let go.
Everything. Everything but math. Everything but math is in a woman's mind. They're up in their head all the time.
I got A's in math all the way through high school.
Right, but that was in Hawaii.
No, but I went to a private school.
Yeah, but even in Hawaii, like if you could spell cat.
Hey, stop blowing my cover, man. Hey, I got straight A's at a private school in Hawaii. I'm a genius. My IQ is, I don't even know how to measure
80.
IQ.
85. 85 side. Drew, seriously, Hawaii's got to have horrible schools over there.
Don't say anything, G.
The laziest people in the world. They have three words that mean 7,000 things. That's it. Talk about lazy. Like every time we go, there's aloha. That means hello and goodbye and thank you. Throw your trash here. And come again. Like, you guys, and then you go to mahalo. It's like, what's mahalo? Well, mahalo means hi and goodbye. It means thanks. It means come again. It means really. You need every word's gonna have 700 meanings. How about you pick one meaning per word and then move on to the next word?
All good there.
But what about doesn't it just sort of negate the reason for having words if one has 400 or 500 meanings?
Oh, it's a simple life. I mean,
that's what
cheap.
I'm saying.
Talk
that's
is cheap.
Talk is everything. It's like, why burn calories doing anything? Yeah, that's it. Just say it. Suck on sugar cane.
So how was your day today?
Mahalo. Mahalo.
Aloha.
Mahalo. But it's like, aloha, mahalo, mahalo, aloha, mahalo, mahalo. Yeah, get the mahalo, aloha, aloha, mahalo. Who's at the mahalo, aloha? Yes, I'm going to hop into my mahalo and head down to the aloha. Just they have three or four words over there. It means everything. They just don't want to burn
Matt's
calories.
Matt's laughing because he knows it's true.
Danny?
Hi.
You're 28. What's up?
Well, the summer before my senior year, the summer of 1991, I met a girl at Lollapalooza through a mutual friend.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out for about a year and a half and broke up after we graduated the end of the summer of 92. And for 10 years now, she's been all I can think about.
Ooh.
Oh, that's bad.
That sucks.
Yeah. I mean, it's not... I've done everything I can think of to, you know, to get over it, but I can't.
How about another girlfriend?
I've tried that, and it's... Needless to say, it's had negative effects on all of my...
I want what she's taken.
Are you stalking
well,
her?
This guy's...
No. That was one of the things I even tried, was getting advice from Fatal Attraction, but...
No, it's a bad movie.
What do you mean, getting advice from that? What do you mean?
No, I'm
making a little joke here, Drew. Drew is so scared of comedy.
Do you live in the same state?
Yeah, where is she?
I live in Orlando, Florida, and she lives in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. Last time I heard anything about her, she lived in Jacksonville.
So you have no relationship with her now, and she has...
No, she's married, has a daughter.
Oh, yes, Jesus. You need to let it go.
And you're still obsessing.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried everything. I even tried giving my sister, my little sister, everything that had any association with her that I had in my apartment.
Danny, have you tried getting some treatment?
No, that I haven't tried.
Well, that's what you need. And that's why you haven't gotten any better.
Well, Drew, wouldn't you typify giving his kid sister the pair of candies that she left over the house in 1989 as treatment?
Espadrilles have got to go, too.
I mean, Jesus Christ. Danny, you were what, 19, 18? What the?
I was 18.
17.
17.
Holy Christ.
18.
Danny, let me explain life in relative terms to you. There's nothing special about this girl. You're just not getting any other women.
No, no. This is worse than that.
Yeah, I know. But listen, one decent chick and you're past this.
But he won't let go. He won't let that happen.
I know he won't let that happen, but he can't get the new ones either. And it's not because he won't let go. I don't believe him. What do you do, Danny?
I'm a DJ.
No. Mm. What kind of DJ?
I did radio for a little while. Right now I work at clubs.
Well, that's why you're not meeting any good women.
Yeah, what kind of clubs you work at?
Up until about a month ago, I was working at a punk club.
Oh, punk club?
So, yeah.
They have DJs at punk, but they don't allow you to talk at a punk club, do they?
It's like not a good, that's not the best place to find chicks.
I basically just sat in the booth and played punk and new wave all night.
All right. So, Danny. Hey, if you your life's sort of been on hold for
10 years.
10 years plus, right?
My sister refers to me as the world's oldest 17-year-old.
Oh,
or 14-year-old.
And is she younger than you?
Yeah.
See, that's bad when your younger sister's kind of coming.
Did you
out
have
with comments like that?
Did something happen when you were 14? Your parents die or break up or something?
No, actually, my life progressed fairly normally up until that relationship, and my sister's actually right. For 10 years now, it's almost been like...
You got arrested. You became, I understand you became arrested for some reason, but a relationship isn't usually enough to induce that kind of a developmental arrest.
What was so special about this girl?
Nothing.
Honestly, I can't figure that out. I mean,
no, it was nothing.
Yeah, this is obsessive.
That's really, it's like, what's so wrong with Danny, not what's so right with this chick.
Yeah, right, okay.
All right, so Danny, look, and depression, too, imagine.
Oh, yes.
Danny, get yourself some help, please.
It's really magically go away.
Most of it is depression, I would say. All right? Just take care of yourself, would you, buddy?
Okay.
You've already wasted 10 years. It's time to get some help with this.
Okay.
All right?
Not the answer he wanted.
A lot of us other guys have wasted 10 years loving women, too, though. So, I mean, let's be fair.
But at least we had somebody there with us.
That's true. At least we got a BJ on weekends. Drew's right with the BJ comment. I totally agree. All right. Oh, all these guys, by the way, have the same sound to their voice. Like, oh,
scary. No, that. It's like
I'm obsessed.
A preoccupied 14-year-old.
They sound like the Silence of the Lambs killer a little bit. They're not quite that bad, but the tone is. There's no animation.
Manic,
there's nothing in their voice. It's flat affect. It's like
scary.
It's kind of robotic, and it's really, and you want to get away from it. And you understand why these women aren't into this because the guys in Orlando.
But I love you.
Yeah, I'm not far enough away from him in California. I'm going to move to Mexico or Canada now. It's like, and it just sounds, you can't even hear the words anymore. It just sounds like one big.
I know you told me to lose your number, but I can't lose your number.
You are the love of my life.
Yeah, it gets really spooky. Chicks can't stand that. Guys,
we really can't.
We could handle that. Like, if we found a chick who was hot looking and had no affect, we'd be fine with it.
Oh, in fact, guys,
it's totally true. That's a plus. It's like low maintenance, dude. She barely talks, and when she does, it's just
all guys are that
just
way.
Just a humming sound comes out. What do you want to watch tonight on TV? Great, me too. Thai food or Chinese? We wouldn't even notice, by the way. If the chick was hot enough, would we even notice that she wasn't? It's just like, she's hot, she's not a troublemaker. That's all we'd know.
Oh, You guys are horrible.
It's true.
Exactly why I'm single.
We're very practical that way. Shauna?
Yes?
You're 23?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, first I had a question for Adam.
Yes.
I want to know how to become one of your girls on your show.
Oh.
I love your show.
Well, thanks, but the man show is wrapped taping for this year.
Oh.
And that's it. We're not doing another year, so.
I'll just cut my jugs off then.
Ooh. Yeah, please. That's what I like, a nice sort of mutated sense of humor. I get to picture breasts being lopped off.
I got a visual there, yeah. too.
Just cut one of them off, please.
Hold on, let me go to the kitchen.
Yeah, go to the kitchen. Oh.
And go,
See what happens when women talk? It's too much.
It's too much.
Because that's why guys do that all the time. Shh, my precious. Shh, don't talk.
You know, I do that to guys, all right? So.
Sure you do.
I mean, no. Not all men have the brightest things to say either. I'm like, you know that video game over there? Why don't you go play my video game and just shh. Honey, that's not right. all men
but,
have
but
the brightest
are,
things
these
to
are
say.
Hawaiian guys you're dealing with.
No. I've been going back and forth between Hawaii and California the last 6 years.
Shauna?
That is very funny, actually. So yeah. Go play the video game.
Though they've discovered a new one over there called Pong. It's crazy. Oh, yeah. It's all the rage. It's sweeping the North Shore.
We've graduated from Pac-Man.
Now, many of the guys got angry and attacked the TV.
I don't think they have G's in Hawaii.
Oh, really?
So it's Pon.
Pon? Okay. No. Hey, Shauna.
Yes.
We got to take a quick break, all right?
All right.
So I don't know what your problem is, although I'm reading up here you were neglected by your 21-year-old boyfriend. It goes on with days. What's he do without... He leaves
you?
How
old is she?
23.
She's 23.
Okay, see, he's 21.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
Hold on. Sonoy Lake and Matt Davis are both here. Sonoy has all her best answers for right before we go to break.
I know, right?
Just write it down, and we'll pick it up
I'll
in about 4
thought.
Minutes. Right. Blue Crush is the name of the movie coming out this Friday, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Sonoy Lake and Matt Davis are both here from Blue Crush, coming out this Friday. And two thumbs up from Cisco Roper and Ebert. That's right.
Cisco.
Yeah, I got to figure that out. I'm going to write that down. But getting real good reviews, seeing the spots everywhere, and I'm going to go see it. I kid you not, was rallying guys on my bus today to go see this on Friday. Yeah, and everyone agreed. Now one day
they were beating you
really?
To a pulp while you were trying to get
that's
to
right.
the back. Go see the film!
That's what I was doing. I sacrificed my body. I'm talking about a bunch of educated guys in their mid-30s. I know. Comedy guys. Comedy writers.
Oh.
Everyone wanted to go see it. I don't know. Maybe they thought it was like a little guilty pleasure or something, but everyone agreed they wanted to see it. Shauna?
Yes?
So you're 23.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a 21-year-old boyfriend who's, is he kind of a slacker or what's his deal?
He's been kind of acting like my other ex-boyfriends recently.
Which is, what does that mean?
Neglecting me.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, 21-year-olds, so they don't really, they're still figuring out who they are.
Yeah. He, like, just started a new job.
Leave him.
And he says that he's tired when he gets home and he doesn't want to go out. All he wants to do is go home and go to bed. But when I call him, he's not home.
Leave him.
Well, I wonder where he is.
Where's this?
He's a boy. You want a man. And you're 23. You've got so much life ahead of you. It sounds like you've had boyfriends a lot.
I've had quite a bit, yes.
I mean, honestly, you're never going to have this time back again. What if someday you meet this guy, you get married, and you're settled down, and you never even lived your life for yourself?
Yeah.
What does he do right now for work?
He is a mechanic. He went to school for 2 years over at UTI, and he's working for Firestone right now.
And what do you do?
I am a food server.
Is that a waitress?
Yeah.
How come they have 8 names for a waitress? Yeah, server and food server.
Somebody asked me today, I was talking to a patient about...
We're a wide variety.
I was talking to a patient today about his treatment.
Be single right now.
His chemical dependency treatment.
That's
and he went,
what I
well, I was in rehab. Is that going to offend you if I call it rehab?
Yes,
flight attendant, not stewardess, please.
Yeah, what is rehab still rehab?
It doesn't matter. Yes, it's rehab.
Hey, Shauna?
Yeah?
Yeah, we don't like this guy.
Leave him.
I don't want to leave him.
Why? Yeah, he's 21.
It's probably your life, you know, right, and he's draining you.
But there's a bigger question here. Why do you keep dating the same guy?
Why?
Why do you keep dating the guys that treat you like crap?
Because I care for him a lot.
No, no, not this particular
no,
one.
The pattern.
Why do you keep dating guys that treat you like crap? Just like you said, he's behaving like all your other ex-boyfriends.
Did your dad neglect you?
That's a good question. I never asked myself that.
You should. Mm.
Well, it's too late. Drew asked it, actually. It's unfair to ask yourself a question that someone else asked you. It's kind of cheating.
You should.
Sorry. Drew beat you to the punch.
Sorry.
He's beat all of you to the punch. You're a listener, by the way. He's asked every question.
With your dad.
There it is.
My relationship with my dad?
Yeah, think about
that. Kind of sharp annoyance, see?
My dad's relationship and I is awesome.
It is.
Mm, when yeah. How about when you were 5 or 6?
When I was 5 or 6, I had a different dad.
Oh, there you
okay,
go.
Well, that is the dad that's left the imprint on you.
Mm.
Your current relationship with a stepdad does not count.
Hold on. Where was your dad when you were 5 or 6?
Where was my dad? He was in jail.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen, screwball, stop wasting our time and dump this guy, you idiot. Dissect your relationship with your dad. My relationship with my dad is wonderful. What about when you're 5 or 6? Oh, him? Oh, the guy who was incarcerated? Oh, my biological dad? Oh, that's what you're... Why don't you shut up, you guys? You're so goddamn stupid. Do you hear how stupid you guys are?
Well, she didn't know. She never asked herself that question.
Oh,
before.
She never asked herself any question except for the Coke or Pepsi. That's her goddamn question.
Never too late to start,
Jesus
though.
Christ. We asked you about your dad. You said it was great. Your dad's incarcerated. You got a stepdad who rolled around later on in life.
When it counts, listen,
you know what, you know, I'll tell you why. Oh, let me tell you why I get angry at our listeners, because we know we're right every single time. And when we say, and when Sonoy,
astutely
says, what's up with dad? What's up with the relationship with dad? How's your dad? And we're all think, well, that's a great, yeah, that's right. That's where the problem is. We know where the problem is. Mm-hmm. And then the person says, oh, my relationship's great.
Awesome.
And then we all have to stop and go, wait a minute. Are we off? Are we wrong? Are
you
we
have
losing
to feel
it?
Wrong. Yeah.
What's going on? We all felt this.
It's like being off the track. Now we're going down
right.
some other path.
But we know so much from this show that we know not to listen to the people that call in or the people that we talk to. I know this with everyone, even outside the studio. I never listen to anyone ever about anything.
But everyone should listen to you.
No, I didn't even hear what you said. I hope it was good. I didn't hear what you said.
Everyone listened to Adam.
The point is...
But he saved us with the where was he?
We let him go. Yeah, we all... See, Drew and I know that no way. We got to keep going, yeah. And then the guy's mm-hmm. in jail. Mm-hmm. Okay, there it is. That's why you got the abusive a-hole.
And this bizarre notion that because things are good now... Therefore, whatever happened before doesn't count. The fact is, the way the human is configured, and no one knows why, what happens early disproportionately affects everything else that follows.
It's
familiar. And the earlier, it affects the wiring of your brain. Mm. Your brain is plastic, and it's growing, and it's circuits, and the wiring gets set up by the experiences early in life, and then they are set. And that's it. And those circuits, when they're established, they're established. Now, they may not have as big a much power over you if you've managed to develop some positive relationships, like mm-hmm. with a stepdad and whatnot. But here, we're seeing that they're still having residual effect.
That's right. All the years, or probably many more years of positive relationship with stepdad did not outweigh the bad years with biological dad.
But then
dad.
When we recognize those kinds of things, we can change, right?
Yeah, you have to really work, and sometimes it needs treatment.
Yeah.
It's not something that sounds like, oh,
good
hey.
Good support system around
you. Yeah, it's
you.
Not like, you know, realizing you're going down the wrong, you know, taking a turn off the freeway. You have to make a new turn. No, you got to really...
It takes work.
And it's not comfortable. And if we're easy and comfortable, you'd make those adjustments right away. Because the path you're on isn't working either. Yeah. But it's more painful than the path you're on.
Brian?
Hey.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yo, about what you were talking about yesterday, you got to keep my seat warm in hell, man.
Yes. It's apparently I'm going to hell. We learned from one of my our listeners that... and then you continuously burn... But what I didn't know is you reburn.
Well, you don't regrow your beard and skin and reburn.
Right. It's not one continuous burn. It's a cycle of burning.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So we got that to look forward to. See you, you Jews and you other sinners over there. Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, me and a couple friends were arguing. I've got two questions, but one of them is, when you're smoking pot, is it worse for you out of a bong, out of a pipe, or out of a joint?
Out of a joint.
Sonoy I think out of a Hawaii, joint. She knows.
No difference.
Really?
Well, doesn't some of the tar gets filtered through the water?
Yeah,
really not.
Why is the water always so brown and leaking something.
Because your buddies pop that bowl and all just the tar and everything goes shooting in. All the resins go shooting into it when you pop the bowl.
It all causes chronic bronchitis. It all causes the brain changes. It doesn't no difference.
Yeah. Hey, but listen, I would say my experiences with weed, which were fairly fast.
And recent.
Not as fast as Sonoy's coming from Hawaii. You know, Don Ho was on the show, and I asked him how much weed he grew.
Don Ho?
Leave poor Ken alone. He's not a regular engineer, Drew. He doesn't have all these things at his fingertips. Engineer Anderson memorizes all them. Are you right, Drew?
Yeah, I'm right.
That's it?
Well, that's not a stretch for me, I got it.
And also, I got another question.
Not gone over that a few times on this show?
No, I don't remember going over that.
Okay.
What's your
other question? Like once a night? Okay. Shut up. Listen, here's what's going on. Don Ho's on this show, and I'm like, Don, how much weed you growing on that island? He says, so he owns half the island. He's like, he just grows weed over there.
That's what island?
I don't know, the medium one, the big one.
Oahu. He doesn't own one. Half of that island.
He can barely talk. he sounds like a didgeridoo is what he says.
From Hawaii, when I would come up to California and meet people that didn't smoke weed, I thought it was very strange when I was in high school. I don't smoke weed anymore. But when I did, I thought it was
Now that she's pimping her movie, she's Mrs. Clean.
No.
All right, we got to take a break.
All right, listen, no second question there, Brian. Here's the thing, though. The bong, I think you smoke more pot. It's tougher on you. You suck that whole chamber in. When you're smoking, the joint's kind of, you know what I mean? You don't get it all in there.
Hey, by the way, we should go down to that spot here. There's some hot chicks down there. They definitely want to talk to us because we have a lot to say.
All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Sonoy, you're out of here. You got to get up at 5:30 tomorrow morning, and Matt may be out of here. We'll see what he's made out of during the break.
It's been really great. It's been a wonderful experience.
Yeah. Thanks. You come back.
Life-changing.
Come back on your next movie and give that a plug. Blue Crush, name of the film, and we'll be right back. Buddy Loveline, Sonoy Lake, and Matt Davis are both here tonight from Blue Crush. That is the new surfing movie, which is coming out
tomorrow,
on
Friday. Is it or is it tomorrow?
Friday. August 16th.
Everybody run, go see it.
It'll be everywhere, and like I said, not only this is the best of all worlds. This movie, it's got that guilty pleasure kind of aspect to it, and it's being well reviewed. So. You can go to it and feel good about it. And as I said, much more than just surfing. There's belly boarding, skin boarding, body surfing. It's all included.
Sandcastle building.
Jet skiing.
Sandcastle jet skiing. That's right. And somewhere in the movie, someone has to look at someone and explain that this is a way of life, right?
Yeah.
That this it's no hobby, right?
Yeah.
Yes?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. All right. So coming out Friday, I am going to see us. And if you don't believe me, Drew, you... Well, don't quiz me on Sunday because I got a pretty busy weekend. But within the next few months, ask me about this movie. I'm going to tell you that I saw it.
Why don't you come and see one of my kids' football practices, and afterwards we'll go to the movie?
That sounds good.
Friday.
Friday?
Yeah.
Go to the kids' football practice? And
yeah.
Drew, you know, we don't hang out outside of this show.
You'll enjoy this.
All right. Not Friday. Right. Not Friday. I got a busy weekend.
Thanks.
Not any Friday. Chet?
Yeah.
You're 19?
I am.
What's up?
Okay.
And by the way, Sonoy and Matt are staying one more break on the show. I know I was kissing them goodbye last night.
I am honored.
Yes, for you, Chet.
Thanks. I too will be seeing the movie. Anyway, I live kind of in Podunk. I grew up in Orange County, but I live out in Murrieta now. Long story. I've been with this girl. I graduated high school last year, and she's in her senior year now. And we've been dating for probably about 2 years. And for the first year, it was kind of secret. She's a Mormon, and she's got a huge family.
Oh, that's very cool.
And she lives with her stepmom, who is typically this really mean stepmom. She found out through her younger sisters, who also go to school with her still, that she's dating me and had been dating me, and I'm not in the clan, I guess.
What are you?
Let me tell you something, dude. I grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're, all women are tricky and difficult, and more women... Mormon women are more so than that, and if you're not a member, you're gonna have a hard time.
I mean, her dad's really nice; he's a doctor, he's cool, but the mom is really not cool.
Well, how much time do you have to spend with the mom?
Well, yeah, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, it was too much.
Well, and what about the woman? Is she out of your life?
No, the thing is, she's really in my life because she lives with me now. Huh. They basically disowned her.
Ooh. Because of you.
Because they assumed that we were sleeping together, and I wish that was the truth.
Wait, so you're not even getting laid?
I'm not getting anything, and it's okay. But I mean, she lives with me and my mom, my sister, and I didn't care because she's like, you know, one of the hottest girls in school, and she was really nice, and I think I must have made her like me. I don't know what it is, but now that I'm out of high school, it's like it doesn't really matter to me. It doesn't, you know.
Wait, so she's still living with you?
She's still living with me.
Well, she's living with you and she's your girlfriend?
Yeah, she stays here.
Do you guys kiss?
We've done that. And
when's the last time you made out?
We make out all the time, but it doesn't get any farther than that. And
she has dedicated her life to you and left her family of origin.
Pretty much.
Is she expecting to get married?
Rebellion or whatever the hell. I thought so, but I'm worried because she didn't really embrace all that too much.
All the Mormon.
Yeah, and I don't know if it was defiance. Okay, and she's even ransacked my porn collection.
Ooh.
Which isn't too vast, but like, okay, I had this tape coming to me. It was just, you know, supposed to be discreet package.
Hang on one second. I'm just waiting for a mason jar in here.
Well, here's the thing about... Okay, let's go back and dissect this call for a second. Yes, Matt has
the bogus.
Drew and I have this sort of spidey sense which starts tingling, and both of us probably about 30-45 seconds ago started worrying. Getting into this thing. Yes, I don't. Here's what I can't figure out. What's his question exactly? Yeah. B, what is their relationship? She's not a Mormon. She sort of disowned the family. She's moved in with him. She's dedicated him. She's his girlfriend. They're making out. She doesn't want to go any further. She should be humping this guy in every room of the house. What? If she's
they're
trying
not
to
having sex, and like, she got rid of the porno
Mormonism,
collection.
Mormonism, though, it's almost like brainwashing, and so some of that's still in her mind. So I think she's got a crazy guilty conscience
inbred. Yeah, I'm still going.
So you
bogus.
Expect? Yeah, no. So you're expect. Let's
Chad, whatever you got. For us, please give it to us. We got to move on to people with problems.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm curious at what I should do. I mean, I don't know how to get rid of her.
What do you mean she ransacked your porn collection?
You said you had something coming in the mail. What was coming in the mail?
It was a tape that I got from the internet.
Called?
Brittany Does Anna.
This is where I expected the mason jar. Yeah. Right there. Go ahead and give the punchline.
Well, no, there's no punchline. The problem is I don't know how to leave her. I don't, because I'm responsible for her, you know?
Yeah. Why do you want to leave her then?
What? I thought you were in love.
Because I don't see this going anywhere, and now she's turning into some crazy zealot. I don't know.
She's getting zealot? She's become zealous with her religion?
Well, she's, every door that has been opened to me before is getting closed. You know, I mean, yeah, we still get to kiss and all that, but...
Where did she live?
What's that?
Salt Lake City?
No. We live in Murrieta. We live here.
All right. Everyone lives here, by the way. wherever you are, you say that.
Well, okay.
If you're on the surface of the sun, you say, I live here. It makes sense.
Sorry.
That's all right. All right. So, Chet, I don't fully understand all the nuances of this relationship, and I'm not sure that I want to.
So where is the zealotry? It's just that she's been the same all along. She's not going to have sex until she gets married. She doesn't like him having...
I don't know why. This Chet's like a tooth that hurts that I can't stop playing with.
But it hasn't been like that.
All right, what's going on? Is she Mormon or not? Let me ask some questions here. Sure. She's Mormon? Is she Mormon or not?
She is.
Yeah, just say yes if she is. Don't stutter over everything. Okay, since she's practicing and she's a believer and she's devout about it.
Yes.
Okay, yet her family has disowned her.
Right.
Because of you.
Well, I guess they think she's, you know, doing things that she's not.
Well, can't she's a devout, I don't buy this. She's a devout Mormon. Her family tosses her out.
I don't know if she's fully embracing it, but my problem is all of a sudden she's made it more and more clear to me that she's I don't know how to describe it. Maybe I'm you know.
Okay.
More and more clear to you what? She's never been willing to have a physical relationship. She's never liking you having porn.
Well, we kind of screwed around a little bit, but it wasn't anything that's really notable. But all I'm saying is, like, even the way she kisses me is different.
Yeah, all right.
It's really kind of...
All right, so the relationship is having problems.
She's coming to the end of Chet.
Maybe she needs to go back, try to make amends with her family of origin. And maybe Chet's coming to the end with her. Why she moved in with his family of origin and they didn't move out together is bizarre.
Oh, she's still in... I thought she was a senior in high school.
She's 19.
And how did his parents take this on?
You know what, Drew? We don't need to know the answer to everything. So many things going on right now. We don't even know. We don't even know. It's best
in the world.
Way. Think how much happier you were when you didn't know. The less stuff you knew, the better. Now you want to know everything? Okay. Think about the math. Think about the emotional math of that. You knew nothing, you were happy. Now you got to know everything?
Young.
Why? 100. You're miserable.
Exactly.
You know a medium amount of stuff, you're miserable, Drew. You want to know everything? You'll kill yourself as soon as you find out everything.
Young. They're both figuring it out. They need to take time and do
it. I like how
he
said, I think I made her like me.
Here's what's going on. And Chet's squirrely. She's at the end of Chet. She's done with Chet. Drew, yeah. You get that vibe?
Yeah.
Not into him.
Yeah.
And what Chet is doing...
It's on the kiss.
She's working on the religion. Chet's working on the religion. Chet's like, she's getting more into religion and less into me. She's really just getting less into Chet. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's going on. She's falling out with Chet. Carla?
Hey.
You're 22. What's up?
My story is a lot similar to that guy's, actually. My mom is, well, my whole family's Catholic, actually. I'm recovering Catholic. And I'm out of the house. I'm on my own. I'm in college. I'm staying with my sister. And we've always been, you know, perfect, like, family. Me and my sister always followed the rules. Like, we were both, like, virgins all through high school, just like, you know, my mom wanted. And now, you know, we're adults and we are having sex, but... Like, she just, anything that gives her a clue that we are, she'll flip out. She's called, like, us sluts, called us trash. Like, she found out my sister has, but as far as she knows, I haven't. And it's just ridiculous, because we're adults now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't be such a big deal, but there's just something about it that really flips her out. And I don't know if I should just keep hiding it. And it's more than that, I also, like, I have tattoos, and, like, she saw one of those and flipped out, and I got another one recently on my arm, and...
Yeah, well, but listen, Carla, you're just looking for reasons to flip her out.
The reason you're getting those tattoos is to flip her out is because of how she is.
Catholicism is all about, like, they're very legalistic, and...
Yeah.
And you should just point out to her the fact that in the Bible, like, the whole message of the New Testament is forgiveness,
like,
we're not under law anymore. You're under grace if you believe in the
God
Holy Bible.
Fanatic.
Wow,
she's
really
good.
Like,
she's what?
She doesn't, like, bring up God. She's not, like, totally God fanatic.
But her reasons for holding this over you, she's using God. She's hiding behind that. And she can't be controlling, because if she gives you something to rebel against, you're going to rebel against it. That's just the way it is.
It's very convenient to hide behind God because he's got that huge robe.
Well, am I supposed to hide? Like, am I
and a beard. He's got a beard that's like six, like ZZ Top size beard.
You should point
and
out
a robe,
to her.
And it's so easy, much easier to hide behind God than a guy who's wearing just some cycling shorts. And let's say no
Why
shirt.
Why the beard? Why not just a
you
mustache?
You know what? You should point out to her the fact that, I mean, if she believes in the Holy Bible, you're not under law, you're under grace, it's in the New Testament.
Oh, she's busting poor Carla's chops, and Carla's going back.
No, I mean, just so Carla...
Keep going, I'll get another tattoo.
What's
keep
your
preaching.
Dad like? Where's your dad? Why isn't he
here?
My
dad's great. My dad's awesome. He actually takes too much Sorry.
Well, that's the very point, is
he's
that...
He's a sweet guy. She's
yeah, he's not standing up to her and not protecting you or supporting you guys. He's completely caving into her
that's
chaos.
No good.
But she's out of town, right? Or you're out of town?
Yeah, I'm out in college.
You're in San Francisco, and where's she?
Orange County.
Okay, fine. just look, if she's going to give you a hard time, you just get off.
So do I wear a sweater when I go see her?
Yeah, why
yeah,
not?
But you'll,
why get into it?
You get into it, then you give her a peek. At the new tent when you're getting into it. All right?
And by the way, Drew, I just want to tell you that you were, like, one of my first sexual fantasies when I was, like, 11. I used to listen to you under the sheets, and I knew you wore glasses, and I love it. That was back when Poor Man was on.
Woo.
I just want to say that. That was like my only sin.
Wow.
Your only my sin. Only sin. I doubt it was your only sin,
17 years ago,
sweetheart.
Carla, nice.
You masturbated to...
True.
When I was a young man.
Yeah, it was viral.
It was the Ghostbusters, and then it was you.
The Ghostbusters?
The Stay Puff Marshmallow Man, then me.
Who are you going to call?
Drew, no, that was a scant 11 years ago, Drew.
Oh, I thought she said when she was 11.
Oh, 11, she was 11. Yeah, she's 11. She's 22. Okay. It's only 11 years ago.
Nice. You were just hitting the scene here.
Yeah.
That sounds like just such a Catholic girl's like fantasy.
How much were you getting paid back then, 11 years ago, Jerome?
11 years ago, let me think. I think zero.
Mm-hmm. What are you making now? Plenty?
Plenty.
What's
He's
different?
Happy.
What's different
I'm with
in
Adam
this
now.
Studio?
I'm
yes.
With Adam.
What's different? You're the same. What's different? What's changed?
I've got the cash registers here.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Why I get no kickback and no love from you financially? Somebody, you know, I get this guy, make this guy all kinds of money, and then we go out to eat, and he's like, he shoves a check at me. Believe that?
Sure. He's a doctor.
Ryan? Ryan?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was just trying to clarify something about girls are always saying, you know, about the small packages, you know, as in guys with big trucks, small package, you know, trying to compensate for something.
wait,
yeah. What?
Yeah, guys with big trucks, right, like you put a lift kit on your truck and it means you got a small penis,
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Or at least you feel you do.
Yeah.
Right.
Importantly, right.
And you're here to shed some light on that?
Yeah, I'm here to clarify that that's not always true.
You've
I got a big truck and a big dick.
Yeah, and you've seen a lot of guys in trucks. You've like given them oral, or how do you?
No.
Well, how do you know?
I am one of the guys with the big truck.
Right,
you're gay.
But what kind of truck do you have?
Toyota 4x4, lifted.
Oh, really?
Running gear under it.
What kind of, you got a body?
Well, I have a Ford F-150. Does that mean I have a small penis?
You have a big dick, too.
You don't have a lift kit on it, though, right?
Yeah,
so it only has the hugest penis, I'm
saying. I was thinking about it.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think Japanese trucks count as guys who are compensating for the penis, even with the lift kit.
Uh-huh.
All right, so you're fine there, buddy.
Oh, I'm okay.
Yeah, you're good. Right.
Thanks for calling, though, Ryan.
Yeah, appreciate that. Oh, thank goodness we have callers like Ryan. Really, it's great. He's telling us he put a lift kit on his Toyota. Fantastic. Now America can sleep. We can rest tonight. Knowing that 17-year-old Ryan from Oregon has put a lift kit on his Toyota and he has a medium to large size penis.
Everyone across the nation can know.
What a relief.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you were saying we shouldn't want to know everything.
I can leave after this now.
Yeah.
That call came in, I can leave after
sleep,
the next
break. Sleep like a baby tonight.
Jesse.
Thank you, Ryan.
15.
Yeah. My boyfriend's willing to have anal sex, and I'm wanting to know what I should expect from it.
Pain.
Hurt.
Is it with you? Is it with you?
Yes.
All right, because otherwise just be a smelly penis. But if it's with you, then you got the smelly penis plus.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can say no, know that, if you don't want to do that.
Well, I kind of do, because, you know, new experiences, I'm open.
Hey, you're 15, Jesse.
You're 15 years old.
You're tired of, what kind of, how new do experiences have to be
you're
for
15,
you?
You're 15, you stay up past midnight, it's a new experience.
I mean,
Jesus Christ.
15.
What happened to you, Jesse? What happened to you? Did he physically beat you or something?
Oh, Drew, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, who beat you?
Mom, dad.
Okay, well then,
mom and dad beat you.
Wow. One of the things that happens when you're physically abused like that, it's hard. You sort of, your brain becomes overwhelmed by all that arousal stimulation, and then you sort of need higher levels of arousal in order to have feelings even. And so that's why what would normally be an arousing, gratifying experience isn't quite enough. You got to go up the ante, go further. Also, your sense of yourself, your own sense worth.
Pardon me, Drew. When you say up the ante.
It's a euphemism.
I knew he was going to.
It's a euphemism.
I knew
that he
was
going to.
You mean a gambling?
Or
you call the anus an ante?
Anus the ante. Up the ante.
Okay. Up the ante.
It's psychological, all right.
All right.
And then, Jesse, you know, one of the things that happens when adults physically abuse a child is the child has to find some way to be in control of these overwhelmingly threatening situations, and they start believing that it's because they're bad and caused the abuse. Thereby, they're in control of the situation again, but that causes them to sacrifice themselves. I'm a piece of crap, that's why they're beating me, and now I feel like a piece of crap all the time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so look, deal with this, Jesse. Don't think that this guy, how old's the boyfriend?
16.
Yeah. He's happy as he is. Believe me, he's fine.
Well, he asked about it.
Yeah, well,
you don't need any new experiences.
You don't have
at 15.
To, yeah, you don't have to make him happy just because he asked about it. He's happy enough. He's delighted, I promise. All right?
Okay.
So does that mean that every teenage girl who wants to experience anal sex has been abused? Or are there people who want to try just because they just want to try?
A 15-year-old would be much more anxious and confused and trying to figure out this thing that she was like, it sounded like a Vietnam veteran looking for,
And it's also just sort of an odds thing. I mean, it's not everyone, but let's say 9 out of 10, right?
It's pretty high, but at least certainly the calls this show, it's very high.
Well, and what's your experience with teenagers having sex for the first time? Are they pretty young? Or
Yeah.
16? Yeah.
But well, if she were calling, 16. Here's the other call we're getting. It's like, I'm a virgin, but I'm thinking about having anal sex with my boyfriend, which is a way of preserving their virginity. That's a different call than someone who is looking. She said she's bored with things. This is what clued me in. I'm bored. I got to try something anal sex.
Like, okay.
What are you talking about? How boring is life at 15?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to girls who just want anal sex but not vaginal sex because they want to preserve their virginity?
What do I personally say?
Howdy.
Hello. Adam has a whole
I don't know
little explanation
I
about
do.
Planes. Remember the plane, violating the plane.
I know, but Drew, you know how I am. Whenever you want me to talk about something, I never want to talk about that.
No, it's even worse.
It is
when
worse
I ask
than
you
that.
To say, because I've asked you, you ain't gonna do it.
Yes. Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, okay. All right, but look, that problem that Drew has brought up and that Matt has alluded to, that sort of anal to preserve someone's chastity.
Not chastity, but virginity.
Virginity.
That's the point. They missed the whole point about
virginity. Right, I'm sorry. Virginity is slowly going by the wayside. We're not hearing as much about it.
Right,
obviously, it's not a trend that's going to catch on because it's pretty out there.
Yeah.
But we do talk to plenty of 15-year-olds. And the worst, really, if your dad screws with you, then that's it as a female, usually.
Yeah.
You got problems. But I was just sort of, I was assessing my own life.
True.
Scenario,
very
right?
True. Very true.
I was thinking, what the hell has my life become that if I've talked to a gypsy with a crystal ball when I was 19 and doing construction, she's just bits and pieces, but you're going to be talking teenagers out of anal sex. What were my working that I would do such a thing
for a
living?
And there'll be trampoline. You'll be
something with trampoline, something with talking teenagers out of anal sex. I'd be like, I'm working construction. What are you talking about? I would never know what to make of this. But this has become our life. All right. Sonoy, Matt, I want to thank you very much for coming in here.
Thank you.
You kids were a delight tonight. And I want to tell everyone to go out and watch this Blue Crush. I am going to see this movie. I'm looking forward to it. Two thumbs up and lots of good reviews. And go out and give it our support on Friday, the 16th, when it comes out. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for listening, Tori.
Mahalo.
And we'll be right back.
Aloha.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. All right. Sonoy and Matt have both cut out of here. Both from Blue Crush. Very, very nice people. And we wish them all the best. All right, let's get back to the phones and speak to Lee.
Yes.
Ooh, 24.
24.
This is my question.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. We got to gamble.
All right, put the money on. Let's go. You owe me $1 from last time, remember? So you put my bet out for me.
Oh, yeah, I do. Okay. You know what? I only got 5. Mm. I'll put the 5 out. Give all my goddamn money to those strippers.
Oh, yeah. Did you see Minka?
You know what I love? Oh, by the way, Minka. I saw Minka at Olympic Gardens in Vegas one time, Drew, out of the 1,600 times I've been there. So I'm not going to see Minka there every time I go there.
Right,
you know what's funny? You know what I got? God damn it, I love man. And I love me. I'm sitting at this strip club last night in Vegas. It's Cousin Sal's bachelor party. And I'm peeling off. I'm going through 20s. Like I'm pitching pennies, you know? I mean, that's what it is. A 20 becomes, in a strip club, a 20 really becomes like $2 outside of the strip club. That's the way, you don't think of it as anything. And the other thing is, and we'll get to the gambling in a second, but it just struck me. I've been to this club a million times, and there's always that pathetic guy who mans the sink at the bathroom. It's a guy who's like Ethiopian or something, and he's standing there, and he's handing out the mints. And women, I don't know if you guys have seen this. Ann might not even have seen this in the women's bathroom, but the men's bathroom, especially the gentlemen's clubs, there's a guy standing there, there's like Lavoris and Aqua Velva. The guy's got a comb, he's got some talcum powder, and he's got some mints. And the thing is if you take a leak and wash your hands, as you're pulling your hands back from the sink, he hands you a paper towel. If and you accept the paper towel, you owe him money now. It's sort of like when you're checking out of a hotel. If you let a guy grab your suitcase and throw it into the cab, you better grease his palm a little bit. So for me, and Drew, I know you must be this way too, you will now avoid going, even if you wanted to wash your face or wash your hands, or go, you can't do it anymore. There's a guy standing there. You're going to have to pay him.
Don't go to the
same. So you end up just walking and not establishing eye contact, like hustling out of there, you know, dripping with urine and fecal matter. Now, I thought about it last night as I entered into the bathroom for the second or third time. I was drinking a fair amount of beer, and I thought, you know what? I want to wash my hands. I want to wash my face. I've been on this bus all day and stuff, and uh-oh, there's the guy. And then I thought, wait a minute, you retard. You just handed out $600 worth of 20s. You can't give the guy from Ethiopia a dollar? That's freaking you out? You just had a bunch of guys from the man show, like PAs, that you were just stuffing $20 down their underpants and stuff like it was nothing, like they were pinatas, getting them lap dances, buying everything. This poor one guy, the one guy standing there, I can't give him a dollar. I'm freaked out about it. It's really bad. Mm. You women complain about being a woman? Oh, no. Some people just throwing balled up $20 bills at guys who are getting lap dances. I can't give the poor Ethiopian guy $1 for giving me a secrets.
I'm curious about how this all worked. You buying other people dances?
Yes.
That's where all the 20s are going. You're buying.
I got a couple myself, but you buy other people dances. Yeah.
What's the ritual?
What's the what?
The ritual.
Well,
like,
I'm
going to get you a dance. What is the.
No, the way.
Is it like a. Is
the
it
way
a
the bad. The way the thing works is. Jimmy and I make 50 times as much as a handful of the guys
it's like buying them drinks or something.
Yeah, you got to buy your buddies lap dances when they have normal jobs and they're making $80 a day.
Do they pick the girl or you just like...
No, usually send them over, you know, kind of thing. Or just, we have guys who are like PAs who went along with us just to serve us. And I buy him a bunch of lap dances and that kind of stuff. It's a big deal to these guys. $20 is a lot of money. You know, they don't make any. You know, they make $500 a week. You know,
I filmed a little piece there a couple weeks ago, and you had PAs that were like hustling.
Yeah, they're good guys. They work hard, and why the hell not? I just like I said, the poor guy in the bathroom. I've walked past him 5,000 times. They were giving him a dollar. Never washed my hands
don't
either.
Don't push that button. We haven't made our bet yet.
Oh, we got to gamble.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Lee's...
Whenever we say the alphabet so people know what we're talking about.
Okay, yeah, but
now everyone's tuned out, yeah.
Lee?
Hello?
Lee, just say the alphabet. Just A, B, C, D.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
All right.
I think it actually is a seven-year-old.
Lee is 24 years old. All the men she's dated have also had sex with other men. She wants to know if they're gay. All right, Drew, let's gamble. What do you say, buddy?
Yeah. Sexually abused by a babysitter, age 7. 6, 7, 8.
6, 7, 8?
Yeah. Parents, like hippies.
Hippie parents?
Hippie parents, but neglectful. Let's put it there. Not checked out parents. Babysitter's just been boom, boom, boom. Or neighbor or something like that.
Okay. I'm going non-hippie parents, super, like, almost like a dangerous dad who was had to be, like, taken away from the family, maybe in prison or something. Right. Okay. Lee?
Yes?
What is your background?
You guys are wrong. happily married, in love parents both came from very simple, loving families.
Hippie?
It has nothing, not at all. Nope, my mom was a secretary and my dad was a carpenter.
Aha!
Like third generation down.
The first generation what?
Third generation carpenter.
Everyone was a carpenter.
Owns his own business.
Okay.
Does very well. Both meticulous. It has nothing to do with me. I don't know what it is.
Oh, do you notice her voice was cleaning up and old, getting a little older? She was sort of explaining this.
I do. I have lots of voices. It depends on my mood or what I'm talking about.
Huh. Because really the part where you're explaining about the third generation carpenter and stuff was that was closer to 24.
Pretty serious, yeah.
Than the person we were speaking to when you first called. Okay, yes. So when did you lose your virginity?
14.
How old was the guy?
15.
All right. And no abuse of any kind?
Never.
But what's with the changing voices?
You know what? I'm just... That's just the way I am.
All right. And are you... what size are you? How's your stature doing?
What size am I?
You a small person? Big person?
Pretty small, but kind of tall, I guess.
Okay. How tall are you?
5'6" and a half.
All right. And how much do you weigh?
120.
All righty. And you're attractive?
Yes.
Okay, I can hear that. All right.
Yeah, and what's with the guys that drive around in California and just honk and stick their tongues out like nonstop?
That's me. That's my buddies come back from Vegas.
Seriously, I'm going to have to get some sort of tool to like help thing with them.
Yeah, you got a lot of guys honking and sticking their tongues out?
I'm looking for, I want a manly man, and for some reason the men that I actually... respect and really like to be around happen to have had sex with men in their past, and I constantly like make fun of their manhood or things like that. I don't know.
And what are you dating, artsy guys?
They're not. No.
What do they do? What are the last three guys you dated that this happened to? What did they do for a living? What did they want to do?
This is not computing for me.
All right. I'm with you, but let her keep going.
Boyfriend of 4 years had kids. One of our first dates, we actually did ecstasy.
What does he do for a living?
He was a computer consultant / coffee shop owner.
Ooh, that's gay. That's artsy. Coffee shop owner gay.
Party thrower.
Yeah, artsy.
Professional party thrower.
Yeah, oh, yeah, artsy. You're going out with artsy guys.
Yeah.
Part of being artsy is blowing a guy like every 3 years.
What do you mean?
That's what it is. If you consider yourself an artist, you have to blow a guy like every 3 to 6 years as a male. This is what artsy guys do.
Oh, it is. It's like part of it.
Yeah, it is. So you need to stop going after these artsy guys and start getting some regular guys. I know, but you buy into all this crap, the guys with the bangs and their bad glasses and their mock turtlenecks waxing on about philosophy.
When really I'm looking for a guy like you.
I know. You should be. You all should be. That's some poser artsy. All right.
But
here's the question, Dr. Drew.
Yeah?
I'm just wondering if there's a rule, if you have, my brother, for instance, has never and would never, and even me saying his name in the same sentence as the word gay would, like, be the end of my life. But if you have sex with a guy once, does that make you on the other side of the fence?
No, it doesn't. But men are much less fluid with their sexuality than women are. Men, when they have sex with men... usually are gay and are sort of trying to contend with that or deny it or suppress it. Women, on the other hand, can have sex with women and be whatever, be heterosexual.
Yeah. I wonder if Lee is not trying to sabotage a little bit here by asking these questions with her boyfriends, and if for some reasons, you know, it's like if Lee knows what she wants. If she wanted to find a guy to settle down with, I think she could find this guy. She's finding, like, flighty guys and then asking him a lot of questions.
Let me ask her a couple more questions.
No.
Come on.
No.
Something's going on with her brother, I bet.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
What's your relationship like with your brother?
What's my relationship like with him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my brother and my younger sister, they're both the same. I have an older brother, younger sister, and they're both very angry, cocky.
Well, I thought you had a perfect family. How could they be angry?
People.
Well, why would they be angry?
Why are they angry?
Yeah, they're
why
are they? Very, they're they have anger issues.
Where'd that come from?
You know, I don't know. It's sort of growing on them, like, personality-wise. Like,
did they act that out on you when you were kids?
Hmm?
Did they act that out on you when you were kids?
Yeah, they were kind of mean to me.
Uh-huh.
And I was the nice one.
Did your brother ever do anything, like, weird or sexual with you?
Never.
Did anybody else do anything like that with you?
No.
Were you ever physically sort of abused growing up?
No. My brother and sister were both actually pretty mean to me. Like, I would consider it abuse just because I'm not like that.
Yeah.
But,
How did these two become so angry and so mean-spirited in this
perfect family?
Everybody wonders. I don't know. It's pretty amazing.
Do you remember your childhood?
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right, Lee. Stop dating the homos. Stay away from the artsy guys. If you guys want to know what I'm talking about, guys that are interested in shoes, guys that buy those shoes that are squared off in the front, stupid big-ass duck bill shoes that I've been screaming about for the last 5 years. And now they're going away, by the way. Now they're getting pointy. And I was yelling at some shoe guy. Of course they are, you idiots. Couldn't find a pair of goddamn dress shoes that weren't that didn't look like flippers. So I just stopped buying them. Big buckles on them and all these idiots, stupid things, and these guys with these bad glasses. And any guy cares about what he dresses like, what he looks like. Drew, what am I wearing tonight?
What do you wear every night?
How many times do you see me wear this shirt?
This is, Wednesday, Thursday?
I've had this shirt
for 700 times.
Let's say I've had this shirt for 3 years. I could have worn it. Let's just say a possibility of 1,100 days.
800.
What's on my feet?
Oh.
Nothing. No socks.
A Nike sandal. No socks.
Right. All right. And guess where I was wearing these pants? Guess what pants I wore in Vegas?
These pants you're wearing now.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's how guys should be. You should not care. You shouldn't care. Show me a guy who cares too much. I'll show you one of these fags. Fags care. They have to care. They care about everything. Straight guys, we don't care. So you ladies, you want to find a straight guy? Find a guy who doesn't care. There's a straight guy. Thank you. Take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, yo. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's my good partner, Dr. Drew. Let's get back to the phones, Drew. See if we can do a little less yapping.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I'm flapping my jaw too much.
Thank you. Riley?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Uh-huh.
Riley the chick?
Yeah.
All right.
Although some of my friends call me a bitch, but... Oh, sorry.
Okay.
What's up, Riley?
What happened is, first of all, let me give you the lowdown. When I was 7, I was diagnosed with extreme depression, LD, ADHD, and obsessive compulsive disorder.
At 7?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I've been seeing a psychiatrist ever since, and I'm actually required by my school. If I don't, I'm expelled. So
wow.
They think I'm psycho.
Do you go to a therapeutic school?
No.
Okay.
Did you get in trouble for acting out at school at some point?
Well, I had 2 nervous breakdowns in math class, but the main reason they did it is because I did forgery twice.
Like I said earlier, it's not fair to put chicks in math class and not expect them to have a nervous breakdown.
I love math.
I know, but you get those equations like 2 times 5.
No, I have a 98% average in math.
Okay, Riley, what's the question?
Well, I was
not have you make
dating
any jokes
this guy out. Named Sean. He's 16.
He's on my side.
All right, yeah.
And I was having great. I was actually happy, which I rarely am, because I take 3 pills, Ritalin, Zoloft, and Buspar.
Okay.
And the thing is, I was talking to my friend Austin, and he made me feel terrible about, like, I didn't deserve Sean. Sean was much better than me.
Right.
And so I called up Sean and explained to him about that, and I said maybe he should break up with me because I didn't feel that I should break up with him, that he should, and he didn't really understand.
Sean's your boyfriend.
Yeah.
How old is Sean?
I'm 16.
Did Sean break up with you?
He doesn't want to.
Right.
He kind of did, and now I feel terrible that I did that, and I'm afraid that he's not going to talk to me. And
well, hold on a second now. 16, so what grade is he going into?
He's going to be a sophomore, and I'm going to be a freshman.
Okay, so he's only grade above you.
Yeah, he just turned 16. I'm turning 15.
All right, that's acceptable. And, Riley, you sound pretty intelligent.
Yeah, actually, I am. I'm a straight-A student, okay. And but I actually took an SAT course, and I got an 1100 on it.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That's impressive.
At 14. So here's the thing, too. Also, though, because of all the therapy you've received in your life, you're kind of up in your head. You know a little bit more than the average 14-year-old. You think things out a little more than the average 14-year-old. And you think a little too much.
You're overthinking.
And you do a little sabotage when you think too much. You end up having conversations about relationships that you don't really need to have.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't really have much relationships because all the guys that I meet, they're all my friends.
But you have this one boyfriend.
Yeah.
And now you guys are broken up.
Yes and no.
All right. Well, look, if there was some confusion about you calling him up and discussing breaking up with him and you want to stay together with him, why don't you just give him a call and tell him you want to stay together with him?
Right. Clarify it and say, you know, I think that was a mistake.
Yeah. What's up? All these diagnoses at...
Seven.
Is well, it diagnoses, you know, or diagnoses?
Diagnoses. But I'll tell you one thing that has been shown is that the earlier you intervene, the better the outcome. And remember, I went to Atlanta, participated in that conference with Rosalind Carter, and they were saying eight's the optimal age for intervention.
If your kid's whacked out?
Yeah, it decreases the risk of problems later, it decreases the risk of legal problems, so.
Oh, I know my kid's going to be a pain in the ass, it's going to drive me nuts. That's right.
Your kid?
Yeah.
When are you planning on having that kid?
I'm gonna send him to military college now.
Did I tell you I saw Lynette over at ABC? I told you that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I got to have kids, but I'm too selfish.
Oh, yeah.
It's never going to work.
Yeah, it's going to be a stretch.
My kid's going to hate me.
Yeah.
I'm not taking any crap from him, though. A little bugger. He don't like broccoli? That's tough ass. Shove that broccoli up his ass. Little son of a bitch. Smart mouth of me. I'll give him a timeout.
Hey.
Give him a timeout with his sandal across the head.
I think you're having a flashback. You took a little too much acid last night.
What happened?
Let's get going here.
Kid's bad mouthing me. I'm not going to take that lip from him.
All right. Son of a bitch. Brownie's wearing off here. Steven, 19.
Hey,
I can't have him disrespecting me, Drew. I can't have it. Not in my studio.
Steven?
Yes?
What's happening?
If he's going to live in this studio, he's going to live here by my rules. You understand? Until he's old enough to move out of the studio and into the control room,
I think he
lives here by my rules.
He'll be the kind of kid who makes his own rules.
All right.
Lives by his own rules.
I don't want some kid. I don't want to find him hanging out in the lobby of Westwood One or hanging out with any people who work here, or especially by that vending machine. I want him right here in the studio. I can keep an eye on him.
All right, Steve, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Yes, I was at the bathroom. It was like hours ago, somewhere around 5, 6 o'clock. I went in there, you know, took a weasel.
A weasel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought the weasel was your penis.
No, that's the hog.
Oh, that's the hog. All right. Sorry. Go ahead, Steven.
So while I was peeing, as I was peeing, I felt this painful sensation coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just someone stinking inside. So I couldn't bear it, so I had to pee fast to get that pain out of my system. After I was done, it was like blood would just start dripping out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's bad times.
Yeah, maybe you passed a stone. You ever had kidney stones before or bladder stones?
No, this is like my first time this ever happened.
All right, well, this does not sound like something you should be alarmed about, but it is something that should be evaluated, okay? It's possible you have an infection. Are you sexually active?
Yes, I am.
Is it possible you got a sexually transmitted disease?
Hmm?
Could you have contracted a sexually transmitted disease?
I don't know. I mean, I always use a condom.
All right, so that's less likely. And stones can form in your kidney, in the ureter, in the bladder, and when they come out.
Is that what that is?
It could be some sort of stone.
Is it 5:15 running on time, Stephen? What's going on there? I'm picturing you moving your house off of the tracks, letting the train by, and then setting them back down on the tracks. Is that true?
Yeah, I live by a train track.
No.
Train used to come when I had this time anyway.
You know what it seems to me like? It seems to me like the guys who, the conductors or the engineers who run those trains are a little bit horn happy.
Yeah.
Seem to be on that horn quite a bit. I mean, it's just hanging there. It's got the cord there. It's got the big air horn. And no one's ever going to blame the guy for being a little too heavy with the horn.
Yeah.
I swear to Christ, these guys are tooting this thing about every quarter mile on these trains. Now, I know they don't want to hit any cars that are parked on the street, but I think they're a little happy with that horn. Especially considering, what is it, 2 a.m. in Chicago, Drew?
Yeah,
two hours over there? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. You got something. That air horn, that ain't from a Beetle. You know what I mean? That thing's probably got 110 PSI and is 110 decibels. I mean, you could hear that thing from the mountains, 10 miles away. And you're just driving through town just tugging on that horn.
I guess that's why you become an engineer, right?
Yeah. My whole thing is, when I get in charge, Drew, my whole thing is like, look, hey, buddy, if you see something on the tracks, go ahead and grab the horn. Until then, relax with the horn just a little bit.
Now, Stephen, listen, it's something that should be evaluated. It doesn't have to be immediately, but tomorrow at least, maybe an emergency room visit or an urgent care center, you need to get some testing done, and it's something that usually is pretty manageable.
People just parking on the railroad tracks, wait. Honey, let's go to bed. Let's make out on the tracks. Well, what? We don't want to get hit by it. When we hear the horn, we'll move. We'll move when we hear the horn.
In an urban center, a car is not hit by a train.
Every single day.
Yeah. And when it doesn't happen, it's because he was on the horn.
I like it when I watch 2020 on Friday nights and I see people wanting to sue the city because the gate that went down didn't stop their car from going around the gate and they still got clipped by the train. Like, hey, we got to see the city. This gate's got to be more efficient. There should really be a guy who jumps on the hood of your car and tries to smash through the windshield like the Terminator and strangle you. We need that guy hanging from a harness like Sandy Duncan and Peter Pan. Yeah, otherwise we'll sue the city. Everyone who gets hit by a train, we have to beg people not to run in front of the tracks here. That's Darwin taking out the garbage, by the way. Those people, we don't need them. We'll be back. All right, everybody, that's the show. Blue Crush, everybody. I want to thank Matt Davis and Sonoy Lake for coming in here and making such a lovely appearance. Anyway, Blue Crush coming out this Friday. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.